pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday, where we'll catch up with Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz. Mondays with Merk and Morris, brought to you by Rich and Son Camper Sales. And we'll talk with the coaches here in just a moment. Then it's into Husker football talk. We'll hear from Bo Pelini. We'll get your thoughts on Nebraska's 35-7 win over Iowa State. Are you done panicking, people? Are you done? Has it settled in? Is Nebraska doing the right thing? All right. 2 weeks ago, the world was falling. Oh, Barney Cotton's the wrong guy. Bo Pelini, huh, I don't know. Boy, Sean Watson's on the hot seat. You know, as Coach Pelini, you'll hear him say, they still have to improve. A lot of improvement. But people, just take it easy. Just take it easy. And as we said on this show Friday and Thursday, this was going to be a Nebraska win. This was going to be a comfortable win. And it turned out to be such that Nebraska really dominated Iowa State. It was kind of amazing, actually, how well Nebraska played, and Iowa State did not play well at all. I mean, they couldn't get a first down to save their souls. They had a tough, tough football game, and we will talk about that in just a little bit. In fact, Iowa State, 11 first downs in the football game. Yikes. But that's all coming up. Plus, we're going to take a look at the World Series. World Series is Tampa Bay. Thank goodness they won so we didn't have to hear all day about the collapse after having a 7-0 lead. I will go with on that. Yes, the Dallas Cowboys stink, and we will examine that, I'm sure, many times as the week progresses from here and from you, the listeners and the emailers. And they're already starting to roll into the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Of course, Daddy still out, and Derek, I assume he is licking his wounds from another horrible weekend.
Well, when he
prognostication.
When he wakes up, anyway, which will be about, what, 2 this afternoon, our time?
Supposedly, he has to stumble on a plane right about now and try and make his way back to this grand state of Nebraska. We will talk about that and anything else you want to touch on as we get into the final week of the high school football season, state cross country, high school fall season starting to wind down and already has for some athletes. But back from Silver City, New Mexico, the UNK Lopers with a 55-34 win over Western New Mexico. And we're joined now by the head coach, Daryl Morris. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Well, glad to have you along with us. How was the trip?
Hey, you know what? Everything went pretty smooth. Flew out of Kearney and landed back in Kearney, and that's a heck of a deal when you're talking about a 20-hour bus ride both ways.
Well, it seemed like it didn't affect your team very much. You got out of the gate, and what some people might not know is you got a nice little roughing the kicker on the first drive, and you're able to really kind of turn it up from there.
Yeah, I mean, we did jump out on them, I think, 14-0, and that's becoming a little bit of a mantra for our team, you know, to come out fast and score some points and get a little bit of a lead. And as Western New Mexico's done, you know, they always fight back. They got some good players and, you know, kind of made it a ball game there for a little while.
Well, there's so many places we can start. Let's start with your defense, though. I mean, it's kind of funny to say that you forced 9 turnovers and they still put up 34 points, but 9 turnovers?
Well, you know, 9 turnovers is unheard of, I think, probably. And we had a couple of return back for touchdowns. So our defense scored some touchdowns. I think for the third week in a row, we've scored some defensive points for us, and that's always good. We gave them a touchdown on, you know, we fumbled the ball. Our quarterback lost the foot handle, and they picked it up and ran it back for a touch. We gave them another turnover one time when they didn't even have to get a first down to kick a field goal. So some of those 34 points belong to the offense.
you take a look again at this running game that has come so far, and your third starting running back in Riley Newcomer, and boy, the O-line must be doing some great things, because it doesn't seem to matter who you got plugged in there. Elise, Dring, now Newcomer, 235 yards and a couple touches.
Yeah, and Riley did a great job for us on Saturday. You know, Riley's probably as good as we got in terms of running behind his pads and breaking tackles. And Riley had a lot of yards after contact and just did an outstanding job. 235 yards is a great day for any back at any level.
That is the fifth highest in UNK school history, the most since Mike Miller went for 282 against Fort Hays State 6 years ago. Coach, what about the injury situation starting with Lease and Dring?
Well, you know, we're going to we actually were day to day with Rusty, and we took him out pregame and kind of ran him around a little bit. And he was still having a little bit of pain when he was trying to make plants and cuts. So we thought, well, we might be able to get through this game without him. So he's going to have some continued therapy and treatment this week. We're looking for Brendan to maybe come back to practice this week and start working out. We'll just have to kind of see how he fares as he goes through that process. So we're kind of still in a wait and see situation with both of them.
Talking with Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK, as they pick up their fifth conference win over Western New Mexico, and now two of the final three games are at home. Tell me about some other things that that stood out in your mind from this game.
Well, you know, you went on the road. Anytime you went on the road, that's a great deal. But I thought it was kind of a sloppy ball game. And, both sides, I mean, they had eight turnovers. We had four, and that kind of a reminiscent of a game that would be early in the year. So we want to try to cut down on some of that kind of stuff. But came out of the game, Charlie Rudine, who's been playing phenomenal football for us. We did lose Charlie probably for the rest of the year with a knee injury. So that's kind of a blow to us a little bit defensively. So we'll have to have some guys step up for that. But I thought we did some great things on defense. You get nine turnovers, score two touchdowns, and just did a nice job offensively. Again, we're running the football very well. The guys up front did play well, so we're happy about that.
They put the ball in the air 64 times in this football game and completed less than half of those. What would you attribute that to?
Well, I think they've completely abandoned the running game there, for one thing, and trying to play catch-up football a little bit because they were behind right away. So, we did a nice job of again, making some things happen for us defensively. We got to them and put a little bit of pressure on them occasionally. And, I think it's just they're in a situation where they're trying to develop something and they're kind of searching for something that's working. And we were able to kind of keep them under control.
Loper coach Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You return home to take on Fort Lewis this Saturday. Give us an early scouting report.
A football team, again, that's somewhat like Western New Mexico, still looking for an identity, I think, still looking for things that work offensively and defensively. They're a football team that we scored 61 points on last year. I think they have one or two wins this year. So, again, on paper, we should be the favorite team. But, last week we were the favorite team and they didn't fax us a win. So I think it's a football game where you're going to have to come out and play good, solid, fundamental football and probably be successful.
Coach, weather will start to become a factor, it looks like. It's going to be cooler. We may see some precipitation, not necessarily for the game Saturday. How does that affect the way you prepare during the week?
Well, it has. We've been on Thursdays, we've been sticking balls in ice water and having the quarterbacks play with some wet balls, and we've been making them stick their hands in ice water for a little bit and then practice a little just to kind of get used to that feel and the texture of the ball and the weight of the ball when it gets wet. So you have to be somewhat. I've always been a wind guy. Anytime you get a breeze going, I'd always give the ball to the other opponent and take the wind. So you just got to kind of play it Saturday by Saturday and see what the elements bring. But it's Nebraska, so you're going to have to play in foul weather, and we are Lopers, so antelopes run around in cold weather.
Well, Coach, we'll get you out of here with this one last thought, one more thing on Fort Lewis. If there is one thing when the fans come out Saturday that they would look for from this Fort Lewis team, what might that be?
Well, I think you're going to see the ball in the air a fair amount, they're going to run an even front on defense and do a few things to us. But I think you're just going to see a football team that, again, is going to probably have nothing to lose and might do a lot of different things to try to maybe in the kicking game to try to make something happen for themselves.
And with Daddy gone here again today, any consideration on the new Doug and Daryl show?
Well, unless being on part of the radio show means you have to be a huge drinker. soberness on that show right now doesn't seem to sell a lot of advertisement.
Oh, my. Well, buddy, we'll let you go with that. Best of luck Saturday, and we'll talk to you Monday.
See ya.
All right, head football coach Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know what he's heard, by the way. I'm not sure. You know, I almost thought that might have been a shot at me.
Did he just needle us?
I think he might have.
I think he brought out the needle there.
I think he might have. Just show the replay. That's all I'm saying. Lopers now 5-1 of the conference, 5-3 overall. We will save the what is still to come for the Lopers, maybe for next week's chat with the head coach of UNK, Daryl Morris. We sure appreciate him joining us. We'll talk to Paul Merkowitz here in just a moment. A tough football game for them, 7-3 on a homecoming, and I'm sure that's not what they were looking for. We want to remind you that our Mondays with Merck and Morris are brought to you by Rich & Son Camper Sale. Rich & Son's in Grand Island. Hey, how would you like another 125 free gallons of fuel in your RV? 125 gallons of free fuel. Well, it's like that when you shop the blowout sale at Rich & Son's Camper Sale. They've knocked $300 off every in-stock refrigerator, $200 off any in-stock air conditioning unit, and that's $500 in your pocket when you upgrade both in your RV. That's enough to put a few free bonus miles on the trail. So save a few hundred and shop Rich & Son's Camper Sales right now during their blowout sale on refrigerators and air conditioners. Rich & Son's Camper Sales in Grand Island. Glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, you can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. They're flowing in, bashing the Cowboys, bashing Chase Daniel, bashing Daddy's picks from Friday. So I think we can get through all that. But there was not a lot of bashing on the ground for either football team, but there was a lot of hard-nosed defensive football, and we'll get his take on it now. The head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess unless you were the defensive coordinator, this one probably still grinding your teeth about a little bit.
Yeah, you're hitting it right on the head. I think our defense was outstanding. Really did everything we asked them to do. Our special teams, I thought, were very solid as well. But just offensively, we could not get in the end zone.
Coach, this is a little different than what we've seen, and this is not a typical GPAC game. You just don't see defensive battles in the GPAC. As you go back and look at the film, what went wrong? Because obviously there just weren't that many opportunities for either team.
You know, to be honest with you, we really moved the ball. I mean, you know, we were on their side of the 50 almost the entire game long. That's the thing that was really, really, really difficult for us. You know, penalties really, really played a part for us again. You know, we turned the ball over once in the red zone. We turned it over on downs. You know, we had first goal from the 3-yard line in the third quarter and didn't get anything out of it. So it's just, you know, there were opportunities and we just didn't execute when we absolutely needed to.
And Nebraska Wesleyan, just for the fans that didn't see the game, hear the game, or look at the stats, they were 13 out of 17 for a whole 103 yards through the air. This was a nickel and dime dump pass type of deal.
It really was. I mean, and we, you know, again, the thing that's really frustrating for us was defensively. I mean, we held them to one first down in the second half. And it just, like I said, we had a lot of opportunities and just never really got over the top and just got in the end zone.
Coach, what do you tell the kids after this game? Because obviously this puts you at 4-4, and now you're going to play out the string, as they say. What do you tell them? Because you still got some games, and unfortunately you still got a bye week you're going to have to deal with.
Well, I don't, you know, what I told our kids yesterday was, I mean, you know, we wanted to, each season you want to get better. And I think you're always ultimately evaluated on wins and losses. And we were 6-5 a year ago. I think we have an opportunity to win 7 games and continue to keep getting better. It's still, the kids in our team or the kids in our program are still very good kids. And you know, I told them, you know, yesterday that, you know, right now it doesn't feel like it, but, you know, there's 4 weeks left of the season. There's still a lot of good times left to have, and we just need to get past what happened on Saturday and just kind of move along and try and get better and get some wins.
As this game, and we're talking with Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, as this game did grind out, when did you get the feeling like, boy, we're just going to need one more score or they're going to need one more score?
Yeah, it was about the midway part of the third quarter, and as it turned to the fourth, you know, you're just looking for anything. You know, break a run here and there. Like I said, we played pretty well offensively in the third quarter, and we threatened a bunch of times, and we were a break tackle away, you know, from putting the ball in the end zone. I think that's obviously the difference in the game. We just weren't able to take that step.
182 yards total for Nebraska Wesleyan. Tell me a little bit about some of the positives. Obviously, we'd be talking a whole lot different story if you win this football game, and the defense still shown a Tyson Burrish 11 tackles in this football game.
He was all over the place, and you know, you also got a good effort from Matt Kemji again and Mike Cardenas, and you know, our defensive line did a very, very nice job of containing their run game, because I still think they were very, very physical up front, and you know, I still believe probably one of the best backs in the league, and to be able to contain him obviously was something that was big for us. And like I said, I thought we were better than the special teams. I thought we moved the ball. We probably played as well as we've played in the offensive line all season long. We just, like I said, we just couldn't get over the hump, and then the penalties just really it made it very, very difficult for us.
Well, I guess for one thing, it made it a real quick football game the way things worked out on Saturday. And now, as we said, you continue on with Dana on the road. An early scouting report on them.
Well, you know, they're like Dana is each year. You know, I'm watching film as we speak right now, and they're different each week. You know, they give you different looks defensively, different fronts. Their special teams are a mixed bag with some different things each week, and so it's just a matter of putting together a game plan that, you know, we think is going to be sound, and try to let our kids continue to be aggressive. And you know, we've got to find a way to put the ball in the end zone. There's no question. It's been, you know, really 8 quarters. You know, we got a couple of touchdowns, you know, at Morningside late, and we really haven't had a lot of continuity getting the ball in the end zone.
Coach, what about this World Series?
Don't know much. I watched a little bit of it last night, a little bit of the Red Sox last night, and you know, my guess is that the people that are advertising are probably not too excited that Tampa and Philadelphia are playing. I don't know a lot of people that I know. I'm not probably going to watch very much.
Well, you're getting ready for football, so you've definitely got a good excuse for that. But Coach, we'll catch up with you again next Monday. Get you back in the win column, and I think we're going to have a good feeling all the way around for all the schools next Monday.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sale, Rich & Sons in Grand Island. Don't forget to stop by and see the ViewCube satellite receiver. It's compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. You're not going to find it any cheaper, and that doesn't mean it's cheap. It just means you won't find it any cheaper. Less pricey, I guess, is the word we should use here, than Rich & Sons, where they knock the price down to the lowest around. Find out more at Rich & Sons Camper Sales, bringing you Merck & Morris with Daryl Morris of UNK and Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College every single week. 7-3. You know what that reminds me of? The entire NFL slate yesterday. I don't know if folks got the handle here. And, Derek, I guess really the only game that you could stomach watching, and if you rooted for a team and your team blew somebody out, fine. And this just isn't because the Cowboys lost. I mean, let's face it, that was a horrible football game. There was a lot of horrible football games yesterday. The Bills and the Chargers was actually exciting until Philip Rivers went Joe Gans on us in the last 5 minutes. And I many times as they show that replay, I still have no idea what he was doing.
Well, you can't look a receiver down for literally he had 3 to 4 seconds in the pocket, and he took all 3 or 4 seconds looking down his one receiver.
And it was Gates.
Yeah, Gates, you're going to get picked.
And if he doesn't throw it right in the midst of the linebacker, Gates was covered anyway. He wasn't going to catch that football. And what could have been a 21-20 Chargers victory, yay, turns out to be a really cool Bills victory. And I don't know what we're going to do with the NFL Power Rankings as we sit and watch all the games on the package on Sundays. You know, I'm just getting knocked. You know, who's going to be, blah, blah. I suppose Dallas is going to fall all the way to 4 this week. No, pretty sure Dallas might be 90-night. But we'll find out Thursday when the Power Rankings come out. But you just look at this.
How about that Bears-Minnesota game? I think
that was exciting.
I think they made the overs in the first half.
I was in a room where it was half Bears fans, half Vikings fans, and that was about 3/4 of the crowd for the early games yesterday. But Baltimore over Miami, defensive touchdown. That was bleh going in. St. Louis over Dallas, bleh. Chicago-Minnesota, exciting. New Orleans Saints, you can't figure this team out. And that's the way it is with so many teams out there. You know, Carolina and New Orleans, 1 week look great, 1 week look horrid. Pittsburgh, 21 points in the fourth quarter to pull away from a lackluster performance against Cincinnati. Nice game from Weldy Moore. The Giants, they looked horrible at home against San Francisco. Kansas City, I think, is the worst team in the National Football League. Them or Seattle. They are horrid. Oakland at least has a clue. St. Louis no longer can be said of it. Kansas City, not a clue.
Detroit's pretty bad, too.
Not a clue. Well, and then you look at that. Houston gets up. This is the old Bill Callahan philosophy. Houston gets up 21-0 and quits. And that's a team that can't afford to quit. I mean, Detroit actually had a chance with a minor miracle to tie this football game. It was 21-0, and it ends up 28-21. Washington, Cleveland, 14-11.
Missed field goal to tie the game with 20 seconds left.
Blech. The Colts, they're done. The Colts maybe should be winless.
Well, it was Peyton off yesterday.
Horrid.
Holy cow.
And even when he was throwing third down and eight, he was throwing the John Madden 3-yard passes that had no chance to go for first downs. What kind of a game plan did the Indianapolis Colts have yesterday? Oakland and the Jets. Oh, just painful. And then Tampa Bay last night. Tampa Bay, wow. If you're a Tampa Bay fan, I don't have tickets to the Rays, so I'm going to go to the Bucks, but they both were packed, it looked like. Both playing at home last night. Tampa Bay gets out 17-0. They pull a Houston. They just lay down 20-10. Seattle sticks one in the last 2 minutes to make all those that took the Seahawks very happy, I'm sure. Tonight, we have to hope for a better game. It just has to be. I mean, it would have to rank in the top three almost no matter what. Here on ESPN, the Broncos taking on the Patriots. Fire in on any of those subjects. We're going to hear from Bo Pelini, talk Husker football, get to the emails, a lot more after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man can get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Yes, but do it now. Yes, we still have the fifth wheel sale going on at Eagle Crest in Grand Island, but slimming down on numbers. Yes, you can save up to $10,000 on our Colorado or Cruisers and $20,000 on a luxury Cameo. And we have a one-of-a-kind 2007 40-foot Genesis motorhome. You want to know how much you can save on that during this Eagle Crest sale? About $100,000, and Jim will throw in a $5,000 fuel card to boot. It's time right now, the end-of-the-year sale on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel break-evens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
People here, they want a sense of ownership of the program, and they deserve it. You know, that's, you know, it's the main show in the state.
Every Tuesday, shortly past noon, we cut out the middleman. You hear the Bo Pelini press conference live right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Tonight, it's an AFC matchup in Foxborough as the New England Patriots host the Denver Broncos. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert. Join Boomer Esiason and me live from Gillette Stadium for all the action. Which team will get back on track after tough losses in Week 6? Tune in to find out the Broncos, the Patriots, if it's Monday Night Football. It's right here.
It's the Broncos and Patriots tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of about 59 with northeast winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see some increasing cloud cover with a chance of a few showers late. Lows reach back to about 40, up to 52 for a high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trobley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show. Happy birthday, Tom.
Woo! 58 today.
Man. You know what? On the over-unders, I think I'd have went over. Happy birthday, Tom Petty. Can't get enough Tom Petty unless it's during halftime of the Super Bowl. 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't forget that. We're going to give you a chance to get qualified for our Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway. Why don't we come up with something a little easier to say, or why don't I just get a clue? Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway to see the Broncos and the Chiefs December 7th. Tickets, lodging, cash, courtesy of ESPN Radio and Cunningham's Journal. We're going to give you a chance, I believe, yet this half hour, this show, to join us and get five qualifications for that. And don't forget, Monday Night Football, you get a chance every time you purchase a Coors Light or a Miller Light to sign up at Cunningham's during Sunday or Monday Night Football. And what a chance to do that tonight. Should be a good game, as we said. Patriots taking on the Broncos. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Kermit wants you to fall in love with your home all over. Guess what? I can't. I've got to look at this. During the break, I text Big Daddy. I said, are you calling in on the show today? Here's the response I get, Derek. Trying to get to the airport late. Oh, and Daryl Morris hits a home run right there.
Unbelievable.
Trying to get to the airport late. You know what? You don't have to worry about things like that with Kermit because they get it done. They get it done on time, and they do a great job. They want you to fall in love with your home all over again, to bring out the hidden beauty you once saw when you chose your home. Find that Kermit appeal. Now's the time to get your home or business looking great. So come spring, all you have to do is put in the flowers or the shrubs or whatever you would like at your home or business. You want to compliment the color of your home or compliment the color of your business, they've got it for you. What's Kermit? We've been talking about it a lot. Well, one of the many things they do is put together a continuous and free-flowing landscape. It's edging that allows smooth, graceful curves, straight straightaways, and round circles that add beauty and value to your home. It's low maintenance, it adds definition, and, of course, guaranteed for a full 5 years. So go to Kermit.net. That's the beauty of this. You can go to the web and then see what you want. Call Matt and the gang at 237-4805 and then get to work on the design you think will work for your home or business. It's free. It's a free look at the internet. It's a free look for that estimate. Contact them today, 237-4805. Go to curbit.net. 1-888-455-ESPN, Derek.
Got some listeners starting to chime in. Here's John from Kearney.
John, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
What's going on?
Are you sitting down?
Oh, I'm sitting down.
I'm sure you probably are. I'm glad you just renewed your contract with ESPN because you're never going to make it as the president of the Chase Daniel Booger Boy Eating Club, Chairman.
Well, I hope not.
Well, you said they were going to win, and I don't know why you put your stock in a man who just, you know, shoots off at the mouth and, of course, hit on him this week. So, I don't know. I hope you don't pick him this week, you know.
No more picking.
You won't take him.
Thanks, John. Thanks, buddy. You know, and it was another thing I told Derek during the break. He told us, we just got crushed this week, by the way, in Pigskin Pick'em, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We just got crushed. We have been beaten. Our long, long, nearly one-year winning streak came to an end, and even Daddy, who picked as a silent partner this weekend, didn't do well. I told Derek, Saturday, I'm sitting there, I'm watching these football games, I'm going, why did I pick Missouri? Why? What was I thinking? And I will have to chalk that up to the worst selection of the year. Had Texas the week before against Oklahoma. I've been doing very well on my selections, but I did miss one, all right? So I missed one. Derek, fill us in.
Boy, I don't even know if I want to talk about this either. It's not looking good. The winner, Jim from Grand Island, was the caller. He went 7-3. He missed the Virginia Tech Boston College game, Wisconsin at Iowa, and North Carolina at Virginia. Other than that, I went 4-6. Doug, you went 3-7.
All right, yeah, let's think about going back to the phone lines there. So congratulations, Jim. You rule. $25 gift card already coming your way to Johnny Casinos, and now you are in for the grand prize at the end of the season. Don't forget, Johnny Casinos, catch them for some Monday Night Football, and they're the home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for just $11.99 west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. We do Johnny Casinos Pigskin Pick'em every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jared chimes in, there is something in those boogers, I'm telling you. The medical field should do some studies on those little things. They could probably cure cancer. After all, they transformed a short, pudgy turd into a D1 quarterback. Wow. Wow, firing at Chase Daniels. Missouri is 16th in the country this week. 16th in the country. Unbelievable. This comes from Mike in Hastings. I think it's about time Daddy gets out of the prognostication business and takes up knitting. I know he went 1-2 in college, and I'm letting Daddy go through all those. I know he didn't do well in the pros either. Did he go 1-2 or did he go 0-3? It's not good. Ken chimes in. Big Daddy did go to Vegas, you know, hoping to make some dough. Distrati returns with nothing to show since the Cowboys dropped 3 in a row. Oh, it's not done. Ken keeps going. I know my boy is the man T.O. misses his pal Romo. All I can say in your time of wow is ho, 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 ho. That's a time of woe, right? I end with a phrase for you to stow, and you hear the chorus grow. You reap my boys, you reap my boys, you reap what you sow. Ken, don't take so much time next time. Thanks, buddy. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone line.
Yeah, this is not going to be good. Jim from Grand Island is chiming in here.
Whoa. All right, Jim, smack talk. All right, layeth the wooder.
Not a lot of smack. I just thought maybe you guys have a spot on your panel there for college football expert or something like that to do the picks.
Let me see those picks, Derek, because I got to see where I went wrong. I think I picked a couple upsets. And, of course, they lost, and then I'm looking here. Oh,
you need to look at the Turtles. Maryland, that was my big turning point of the weekend. Maryland.
Good God. Let's see. I got Ohio State right, so I was good there. I will say Nebraska and Ohio State were the two, and I picked a Missouri upset. So I will say that Colorado barely hung on. LSU barely hung on, and Jim missed Virginia Tech. That was sad. I'm sad for Beamer Ball. Wisconsin's horrid. And Virginia snags victory from the jaws of defeat. They should have lost that game. We should have had that one right, too, Jim. I will say, though, I was closer on the tiebreaker.
I was way off on that tiebreaker. Way too much for Iowa State's offense.
Jim, you know what? You may be replacing the daddy quicker than you know.
I hate to tell you, man, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then. I got luck.
Well, if you're the only one that knocks us down this year, we will feel good.
All righty.
Congrats, Jim.
Good work.
All right. Take care. Enjoy Johnny Casinos. Jim from Grand Island joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Want to hear from Bo Pelini. Want to get your reaction to the Huskers. We're expecting to know the kickoff time for Nebraska-Oklahoma unless they throw that six-day window at us, which they haven't done much, and I'm afraid maybe that's what will happen. Usually every Monday at about this time we find out Colt McCoy has been named the Big 12 Player of the Week. We'll do some more check-in. We'll hear from the coach. We'll take a break. Keep them coming, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd on ESPN Radio. I've said it before, I won't endorse a company unless I know the people who run it and I buy into them. Well, that's what you get with Vizio, the number one U.S.-based flat panel TV company in America. I've got two Vizios myself, and I've been saying this now for over a year. With a rough economy, why pay for gas, parking, food? Stay at home, watch it on TV. Say it out loud, better quality at lower prices. It makes a lot of sense. VizioTV.com.
This is Chase Utley, Philadelphia All-Star second baseman. Before every game, I spend hours practicing to ensure my body performs its best. But it only takes 15 seconds to make sure my skin performs its best with new Vaseline Men fast-absorbing lotion. Vaseline Men strengthens skin by making it healthier for more resilience. Log on to StrongerSkin.com for more video footage of what else I do to achieve peak performance and a chance to win the ultimate sports performance package and weekly prizes.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. See www.StrongerSkin.com for rules.
Raise your hand if Monday is your favorite day of the week. No hands. But you'll see a show of hands when you invite the kids along to Skeeter Barnes tonight because a select kids menu allows them to eat for only $1.99 at Skeeter's. So put the homework off for an hour or so as the family gets together.
This is Eric Hildregal, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Remember, the kids had a Monday too. So let's end it on a high note with $1.99 specials tonight.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 interchange, Kearney. Food so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
More exciting high school football action comes your way this week. It's the final week of the regular season, and we've got games for you Thursday and Friday. Don't forget, every single high school football game we bring to you is also available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. And this Friday, it's the State High School Cross Country Meet from the Kearney Country Club. We'll have updates throughout the day right here on ESPN Radio. State Cross Country and High School Football coming your way this week.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Ball, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casino.
We'll see sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of about 59 with northeast winds around 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see some increasing cloud cover with a chance of a few showers late. Lows reach back to about 40, up to 52 for high Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Paul Troblick. Right now, 46.
You know, if you're like me, you've had faith in the Huskers the whole time. I've also had faith in Dyna-Gro the whole time because Dyna-Gro seed has proven itself in your field with corn hybrids like 57B94, 57T61, 57F37, and 57V05. Dyna-Gro still has those hybrids, but has introduced more VT triple corn hybrids, which will impress your field. And a 10% cash discount is now available till November the 15th. Those new hybrids are 57V07, 57V15, 57V94, and 58V72. It's all a result of the precision placement Dyna-Gro uses to offer hybrids to match your field conditions. Contact your local Dyna-Gro dealer or call 1-800-652-9298. Maybe you don't have your local Dyna-Gro dealer. Maybe you know it's time for a change. Well, you know what? Quit hanging with the losers. Be a winner. Dyna-Gro with a 10% cash discount until November 15th. Grow with Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Colt McCoy has been named the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week out of Texas. Brooks Rossman of Kansas State is the Special Teams Player of the Week. And in between, Lendy Holmes out of Oklahoma is your Defensive Player of the Week in the Big 12 Conference. As there was some pretty nice performances turned in over the weekend. Oklahoma, Kansas, pretty competitive, but Kansas can't stop them. I'm a little worried that Kansas is riding the ship here a little bit, but I think they're going to run into some problems, and I think Texas is going to be playing for the national championship, Derek.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Looks like Texas, getting hot at the right time here. So down the stretch, that's when you want to be doing it.
Don't forget to go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and vote on the poll question, which is a no-brainer this week. Who will win the World Series? Who you got, Tampa Bay or Philadelphia? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Now, last week, after Dallas got beat for the second time, we wanted to know who you thought the best team in the NFL was. And 44% of you went with Tennessee, and then it was the New York Giants, then Buffalo, and then Dallas, Pittsburgh, and anybody else. So Tennessee, and they proved it yesterday. They're going to stay number one in the power rankings. I have no idea what's going to happen after that. The Giants are going to have to stay up there. Pittsburgh and Buffalo are going to be moving up. But the teams that you thought, even when you put some faith in them, like San Diego, what do you do? What do you do? The two first two games of the year are going to come back and absolutely cripple this team. They get beat on the last play against Carolina on a unbelievable, how did he get that ball through there, catch by Jake Delhomme, a throw by Jake Delhomme, and then the hose job they took at Denver, which they won the football game and had it taken away from them. So log on now, vote ESPNSuperstation.com, who will win the World Series. Game one Wednesday night, right here on ESPN Radio. Well, let's get Bo Pelini's reaction from a Saturday's 35-7 win over the Huskers. I'm sure some of you saw the football, or over Iowa State. I'm sure some of you saw the Nebraska football show last night. Coach Pelini says he believes this team is making progress.
It came out of this football game better than we were going in. And that's progress, but like I just told the team, we still have a long way to go. I think the players feel themselves getting better. If we just keep the attitude and keep preparing the way we have been, then we can keep this thing heading in the direction it's going. But it's an everyday thing. And where we are as a football team right now is every single day you walk out onto the field, it provides you an opportunity to get better, and we can't waste an opportunity.
But he does like what his team is doing right now.
Fortunately, our players right now are coming to work. They're understanding the necessity to come out and prepare well, and it's translating in us being better, but by no means are we still have a ways to go. And that's a great thing for them because they're feeling it, they're seeing it. If we just stay with it, we can finish out the season and be proud.
Coach Coach Pelini continued on that theme of improvement and says this team is growing with a lot of games left to play.
Yeah, I think we have been growing. You know, I think we grew through the losses. One thing that hasn't happened, there hasn't been any finger pointing at any time. The guys have been very businesslike in their approach and how they've gone on and how they're preparing, and that's a good thing. And I'm not seeing a team that was too high in that locker room. I was just with a team in the locker room that's not satisfied with how we played. Believe me, we enjoy it because we just came off three losses, and we're going to enjoy it. But we understand also there's still a lot to fix.
Nebraska threw for 328 yards, another good day for Joe Gans, but they rushed for 220 yards, and the coach was asked if he was pleased with that.
That's what we're after. You know, they had a lot of guys up in the box early, and we still stayed with the run. I thought we had a good run-pass mix. A lot of things off in the running game that's complement the passing game and vice versa. And I thought we had a good answers. I thought Joe ran the offense well, got us in and out of the right plays. And we're hard to defend right now because we're keeping the defense off balance. We executed pretty well. And like I said, I was disappointed. I thought we left 14 points on the field in the first half. And you know, that can creep by. It didn't today, but that can reach up and bite you. And we got to make sure that we fix that aspect of it.
It was a great day through the air. 9 different players catching a ball. Todd Peterson had 4 catches for 52. Only 1 touchdown through the air. That was to Nate Swift, who had an outstanding day. 8 receptions, 112 yards, and he is about ready to catch Johnny Rogers with the most receptions in Nebraska history. And Coach Bo Pelini talked about Nate.
Nate Swift just has continued today what he's done all year. I mean, he's played at a high level all year long, and he's been a leader and a playmaker for us. You know, anything he does doesn't surprise me right now because he's playing at a very high level. He's a heck of a player.
And without so many marquee games this last week, you would have had to think Nate would have been up there for consideration for an offensive player of the week. He has really set himself apart, doing a great job. It seems to be somebody different. Todd Peterson's made some very nice plays, but those two continue to do a great job, and that's who Joe Gans wants to throw the football to. Saw a couple of new quirks out there. How about the direct snap to Marlon Lucky a couple of times, one on which he scored?
Well, it's something that some of our coaches have been around in the past, and something I faced when I was at LSU, and you know, it's something that it's hard to prepare for, and I thought it was executed well, and Marlon ran it well. How much of that are we going to do? I don't know. We'll see.
Now, there was one bit of concern in the football game. Nebraska didn't exactly come out of the halftime locker room on fire. It was 21-0. They give up the big run to Iowa State, their only touchdown of the football game, and then they sputtered on a couple of drives. Coach Pelini.
Well, we didn't play. I thought we were a little bit sloppy to start the second half, and for whatever reason, you know, but I thought we picked it up. Until everybody grades out at 100%, we're not going to be quite satisfied around here.
And finally, Coach says, you know what, we are going to enjoy this win, but still 5 games to go. And, you know, just for the Husker fan, folks, this is going to determine, do they make a bowl? What kind of bowl game are they going to be going to? Because Nebraska needs to get into a bowl game. That's got to be a goal. They've got to have the extra practices. They've got to get ready for next season and keep building on this program. And many Husker fans, I know, now believe that outside of Oklahoma, you think Nebraska can win every single football game, which would get them to 8-4 after just a couple of weeks ago, you were ready for the sky to fall. But Coach says they will at least enjoy this win.
You better believe it. I'm going to enjoy this. And I'm a pretty miserable human being to be around and after a loss, let alone 3. And so I'm just happy we came. I'm happy for these kids because, you know, let's face it, you lose 3 in a row. There are some people, there are some groups around, there are some teams that would say, because we came in with high expectations. And there are some people and some groups of kids that would have said, you know, I'm done. And there was never any sense of that. And we have a long way to go. We still have 5 games left. And I told them, I said, like I said last week, it really doesn't change how we're going to approach this next coming week. You know, because I think, once again, our player, they were not satisfied with their performance today. And that's a great thing.
That's Coach Bo Pelini. Tomorrow, as always, we will have the coaches' Tuesday press conference right around 12 noon. And folks, a camper that sleeps 6 stuffed with food, 4 game tickets, and 3 of your buddies, your family members, whoever you want to take, and you're set for ESPN Radio Superstation's Superfan Pilgrimage to the Husker Colorado game the day after Thanksgiving. A Superfan wins at some. To become a Superfan, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com. Only a Superfan can win this package. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the link to the contest details, or the Superfan sign up in the upper left-hand corner of the webpage. Superfan names will be broadcast on the air. You'll have a chance to call and become a finalist. When you hear your name, give it a call. So let's step right through that again. ESPNSuperstation.com. Sign up to be a super fan. If you already are one, then just proceed to step two. Keep it here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation to hear your name. Winner gets a weekend with the Sunseeker Camper from Rich & Sons Camper Sales, a supply of tailgate goods from Schroeder's Smoke Foods, and four Nebraska-Colorado tickets. The Superfan Pilgrimage brought to you by Rich & Sons, South 281 Grand Island, Schroeder's Smoked Foods of Shelton, Sun Heat Systems, and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550. Back with more after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
$10? Maybe two cups of gourmet coffee.
Oh, about 3 gallons of gas?
These days, $10 doesn't go very far. Except, that is, at Sam's Club. This weekend, for just $10, you can get a Sam's Club membership that's good through December 31st, 2008. Enjoy members-only pricing on the things you need every day. Milk, produce, laundry detergent, diapers, pet care, and more. 10 weeks of savings for just $10. Just when you need it most.
Heard they got great prices on gas, too.
10 weeks, $10, starting this Friday, only at Sam's Club.
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekends start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Hey, I'm going to watch the Patriots and the Broncos. I'll be back later.
Oh, I love stuff about the American Revolution. The British are coming, the British are coming. Weren't they called the Cavalry, though, not Broncos?
No, the Patriots and the Broncos football game. I'm going to Cunningham.
It's the Patriots and the Broncos tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal. Head down to Cunningham's to all the action and find a couple beers with the guy. Cunningham's Journal, downtown on the Bricks, Kearney.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Checking out our Monday afternoon's forecast, anticipate some filtered sunshine to develop, as we'll have those clouds approaching us from the west. We'll have northeast winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour with a high temperature near 60 degrees. For tonight, increasing chances for an isolated rain shower to develop with a low near 40. Currently 50 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show. You know, computers are great when they work.
Gotta love technology.
God. Hey, wow, there was some good high school football on Friday night, but this is really the first time that the Tri-City teams took it on the chin. Kearney and Kearney Catholic both defeated. Hastings is struggling a little bit. Adams Central continues to roll. St. Cecilia, congratulations. If you want to be number one in the state, you are right now, according to the Omaha World Herald. So they will take over the top spot there. So congratulations. Grand Island got upset by Lincoln North Star. 1 week to go, and we'll talk a lot more high school football as the week progresses. Of course, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep is going to join us on the show. We are efforting Alan Gatula from Franklin. They, I think, are one of the surprise stories, along with an Elm Creek team that are both unbeaten. Franklin having to go down to play eight-man football. We're going to try and talk with Alan Gatula as they get ready for their final game. Elm Creek will take on Cambridge. That's one of the games on the network. That one will be on Power 99. We'll talk more about high school football as the week progresses. But there are some good football teams out there, and there are some teams that are starting to reemerge, teams that have been in that 500 or 3-5 range for a few years, and they're taking that next step. And we're seeing maybe a changing of the guard in some places. UNK Volleyball had their 21-match winning streak snapped on a Friday night by a Western State team that, let's face it, wasn't that good. They won some close sets, but UNK won 25-17 in the first and 25-14 in the fourth, and got beat 25-17 in the second, 29-27 in the third, and 15-13 in the fifth. So it ended the Lopers' 22-match winning streak, the fifth longest in school history. They did bounce back and roll things out on a Saturday. So UNK still in great shape, 23-2 overall, 12-1 in the conference. Wednesday night, they're at nationally ranked Wayne State before RMAC rivals Regis and Metro State roll in. Hastings College and Nebraska had the weekend off from the volleyball court. I want to give you a chance to qualify for the, as we said, the Rocky Mount Mile High Getaway. And this is going to be a tough one. Because when I looked at this, I said, you know what, if you know the answer to this, then you're a UNK geek, and I'm sorry, Hastings, I'm sorry to the Hastings listeners that you might not have a clue on this one, but maybe you do. You're either going to know it or you're not going to know it. We were talking about Riley Newcomer. He rushed for 235 yards and two touchdowns this weekend. That's the fifth highest rushing total in school history. Who holds the UNK mark for career rushing yards in a single game at 307. I'm going to give you more. It was set in November 1982. Who holds the UNK single game rushing mark of 307 yards? 1-888-455-ESPN. If you are the first correct caller, you get five registrations into ESPN and Cunningham's Rocky Mountain Mile High Getaway to go see the Broncos and the Chiefs. Tickets, hotel, spending cash. So let's get you signed up for that. Couple other things that we want to touch on. It was that easy.
Yeah, we
somebody knew it. Was it in the UNK athletic department?
Wow,
by the way,
I don't think so. Steve from Kearney knew it though. He said it was it Luke Van Mater. It was Luke Van Mater.
All right. Well, there you go. I figured somebody was in the right place at the right time. So congratulations. Yeah, Luke Van Mater back in 1982 rushed for 307 yards. Steve, so smart. He's just so smart. Let's see, what else have we not touched on today as we got just a minute or two left here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow on the show, we've got some special guests, but again, Bo Pelini will be talking Husker football with one of our regulars here on the program, so stay tuned for that as we take a look at what's going on in that rough weekend for the Tri-City Storm. 3-1 and 8-1. Derek, what happened?
Oh, man, I don't know. Got outskated a bit on a Saturday night. Cedar Rapids, one of the best teams in the league, it looks like. They haven't lost yet. And Green Bay, I think one loss, 3-1 on the year. So just two good teams and a Storm just coming up on the short end.
Well, they will be on the road at Chicago this weekend, so we're looking forward to the Storm getting back in the win column after dropping a pair of games at home. Hey, a reminder, there is some volleyball going on tonight. The 8-team L Club tournament begins in Litchfield. Plus, the Twin Valley Conference will wrap up their tournament tonight at Bruning Davenport. Silver Lake will play Deschler in the consolation game at 6. And then Blue Hill will take on the Lawrence Nelson Club, who was in the finals last year, went with a great 5-setter there. And that will be for the championship tonight in the Twin Valley Conference. Hey, we want to thank the fine folks who joined us on the program today, including Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz, the head football coaches at UNK and Hastings College. We hope Daddy made his flight. Well, some of us do. And Daddy should join us again tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show to take his lumps returning from the City of Lights. Word is he's coming back a little lighter, and not because he was in the sauna.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, enjoy Monday Night Football tonight here on ESPN. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!